worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them, for it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Verses 1 through 21, Ephesians chapter 5. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, and your love. Thank you for the opportunity for us to walk with you in prayer each and every day. Thank you for the opportunity for us to walk with you in your word daily. Thank you for the opportunity for us to live a life of obedience to your word each and every day. Father, more and more, teach us and empower us to be a people that redeem the time, that make the most of our time and opportunities as individual believers, as husbands and wives, as families. Help us to use our time wisely to become better and better equipped servants in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. And help us to seek every day to live in such a way that we really are seeking first your kingdom and its righteousness. Teach us to be wise stewards of all you've entrusted to us more and more with every passing day. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker, and today as we look into the Word of God today, we're wanting you to focus on a specific truth that's found in the passage we read in Ephesians chapter 5. Specifically, let me read a portion of that chapter again. This is Ephesians 5, starting at verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Again, it says, verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We want to focus on the topic today of redeeming the time. And, you know, especially at this point in time in our culture where lots and lots of people and their families are shut in. They're shut in by following guidelines and encouragement that's been given from government officials and medical officials as well. And so lots and lots of people find themselves and their families shut in for a period of time. Well, we want to encourage you as believers to redeem the time. What that means is to maximize the way you use it. Use it fruitfully. Use it productively. Seek to do constructive things for you and your family that will be that will honor the Lord, and whereby you'll be better off for having used that time wisely. So also we're going to be sharing some passages of encouragement that we'd like to encourage you to spend time reading and meditating and thinking on as well. As believers. So as we focus specifically on the topic of redeeming the time, keep in mind it's important for us to understand that time is very, very precious. You know, the reality is you can't ever go back and get a day when Once you've passed through that day, you can't go back and get it. And keep in mind, we live in a world where it's so easy to live a lifestyle of wasting time. And remember this, wasted time is wasted life. And so a wise thing for us to do daily as believers is to ask God to help us to redeem the time, to make the most of every day, because time really is precious. The fact is, time seems to pass so very, very quickly. So as we begin, let's pray and ask the Lord for wisdom and grace to do just that. Father, thank you, Lord, for each and every believer that's listening today. Thank you for the opportunity we have of being able to use our time wisely on this day. Lord, anoint us today with the spirit of wisdom and grace, and anoint us with the spirit of strength and grace to become those that are wise enough to redeem the time. Help us this day to redeem the time, Lord. Help us to honor you in the way we use our time, gifts, and abilities. Help us to give them back to you for your glory today. And Father, during this time when so many are shut in, help us to use our time extremely fruitfully insofar as taking time with our families to read your word, to pray, to seek you. Help us to do things that edify one another and encourage us. Help us to do things that will minister to others and reach out and be a blessing to them. Thank you for the opportunity for us to do these kinds of things. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, once again, looking at Ephesians 5, verses 6, 15, and 16, listen again to the wisdom of these two verses in particular. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Well, as we begin, I want to share with you a few insights and suggestions, things that you and your family can do while you find yourselves shut in for a period of time, whatever period of time that may be. Remember this. It's important to know every day is a gift from God. Every day is like a bank account. And the fact is, how you use your time, that's how your time is like money in a sense. And spending it wisely is very, very important. So, and remember this, everybody when it comes to time has the same amount in their bank account. All of us have 24 hours in a day. No matter how rich or poor you might be, no matter what color you might be, whatever your political party, everybody has 24 hours in a day. So we're wise on a daily basis to be wise stewards of our time. I think of this. There's a scripture in the book of Psalms, Psalm 90. In fact, it's the only psalm, recorded psalm, written by Moses. But it's a psalm that in it, it also talks about using our time wisely. I want to share a portion of Psalm 90 and listen to these words of wisdom. Psalm 90, beginning at verse 1. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man to destruction and say, return, O children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. You carry them away like a flood. They are like sheep. In the morning, they are like grass which grows up. In the morning, it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it is cut down and withers. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh. The days of our lives are 70 years, and by reason of strength, they are 80 years. Yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may regain a heart of wisdom. Listen to that verse, verse 12 again. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Lord, teach us to number our days. Teach us to make the most of every single day. Teach us to value the time we have on each and every day to serve you, to know you, to love others, to do your will. With every passing day, empower us to become wise and wiser stewards of all you've entrusted to us. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. So the wisdom of Psalm 90, the wisdom that the Lord taught us through Moses when he shared that psalm. Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Let me share with you specifically, and of course, we're talking especially to parents who are overseeing children and young people in their homes that typically might not be there all day, as they may be now, with parents who are, many of which are working from home, and children who are maybe either taking classes by way of internet or may just have to be doing some other things other than being in school right now. Many of our children are not in school at this time. But let me share with you some thoughts and insights and ideas for parents. Some of these are discipleship activities you can do with your children to maximize the productivity of your time with your children during this time that many are kind of self-quarantined. Number one, a suggestion we've mentioned on a number of occasions on this program, have each of your children to read 3 chapters in the Bible out loud to you each and every day. Now, keep in mind, parents, reading God's Word is one of the most fruitful activities in all of life, because remember, the Word of God is our microphone from our Heavenly Father. God is talking directly to you when you're reading His Word. And so when you're having your children to read God's Word, God is touching them with His Word, and He's speaking to them as well. So having them to read 3 chapters out loud in the Bible each day, each of your children, very, very fruitful. It may take 12 to 15 minutes to read 3 chapters. It may take a little more, maybe a little less. But it's a very fruitful activity. A second suggestion is, have each of your children to memorize the 10 Commandments and also teach them the meaning of each of the 10 Commandments too. And my suggestion, parents too, is offer them some sort of reward, even if it's very small, but some kind of reward, because as much as we'd like to think that our children would love to do this, sometimes their motivation is not what we'd like for it to be. So I would challenge and encourage you, offer some sort of reward. Maybe a small monetary reward for each day that they read. But the fact is, getting them to do it and motivating them to do it is very wise and very important on the part of parents. A third suggestion too, have your children to memorize short passages in Scripture. Some relatively short passages are found throughout the book, especially in the book of Psalms, but Psalm 1, the 23rd Psalm, Psalm 91, Psalm 100, Psalm 117, 121, many others, just or passages that are 5 verses or so in Scripture. Have your children to memorize passages during their time, during these quarantine days, and reward them for the passages that they memorize. Now, keep in mind, when your children are memorizing the Word of God, God's Word is working on their mind and their heart. It's blessing them and speaking to them and pouring grace into their lives as well. So parents, is a very fruitful activity. So have your children to memorize passages in Scripture, then have them to recite them out loud to you once they've memorized them. And again, my encouragement is reward them in some way. Offer something that you know would motivate them, because it will challenge and encourage them to do even more. But remember this, the Scriptures that your children memorize will impact them for today and all eternity as well. A good goal to pursue. So have your children to memorize short passages of Scripture and recite them out loud to you and to each other once they've memorized them. A fourth suggestion, have Bible quizzes with your children. And during the Bible quizzes, let them ask some of the questions. And so keep in mind, a Bible quiz is not just an activity to do. And, you know, I think of this too. Sometimes people use the term Bible trivia for a Bible quiz. I would encourage you never use that term, because trivia is, it's a word that refers to information that may not really be that important, but it's just kind of trivial information. But the reality is there's nothing trivial in all of the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. So Bible quiz is a much better term, because the Bible is not trivial in any capacity. It is full of blessing. It's full of grace. It's full of the ability to bless us as we spend time in it. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're focusing on the topic today of redeeming the time. We'll be right back.
Trust in you, I will keep praising you through.
The music of Planet Shakers, Only Way. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic of redeeming the time, drawing from the scripture found in the book of Ephesians chapter 5. Specifically, it tells us in verses 15 and 16, Ephesians 5, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." And again, our encouragement to you basically to redeem the time is to use your time wisely and productively. In other words, it means maximize the moments of your life. Don't waste time. That's a good encouragement for each of us to say to ourselves every day, don't waste time. Remember, wasted time is wasted life. And so, especially during this time when many couples, many families are shut in and find themselves with lots of time together, use the time productively. Use it fruitfully. So we're continuing to share some ideas and thoughts, things you can do with your family that are discipleship sort of projects with your children and your family as well. The fourth one was, again, have Bible quizzes with the children. Also, let the children ask some of the Bible questions as well. And, you know, parents, it can be a little bit humbling sometimes when the children can find good questions that will make all of us to go do some research for ourselves as well. But it's a good exercise for them too. But remember, God's Word is pregnant with the ability to bless us. So when we read it and meditate on it, it will bless us in so many ways. Keep in mind, too, I've mentioned before, there are at least seven ways you and I can use God's Word very fruitfully, very productively every single day. You can read the Word, hear it, believe it, speak it, obey it, pray it, and meditate on it. All of them are related, but they're not quite the same thing, because you can read God's Word but not really hear it. You can pray the Word of God as well. A person can read the Word but not choose to obey it as well. So all of them are important. Again, seven ways to use the Word of God daily. You can read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, pray it, obey it, and meditate on it. So we're wise to seek to do all seven things with God's Word every single day. So parents, I would challenge and encourage you to do it. And every individual, every believer listening. But also, parents, let's help our children to learn to do the same things as well. So in addition to having Bible quizzes with the children, asking them Bible questions and allowing them to ask questions too, a fifth project to do with them too is let the children do Bible research. In other words, ask them a question and tell them the chapter where you find the answer, but they have to go through the chapter to find the answer. Now, let me repeat that again. Let the children do Bible research. Ask them a question and tell them the chapter where they can find the answer, but they will have to go through that chapter to find the answer. That's a good way for them to learn to do Bible research and learn Bible insights by doing research for themselves. That was a fifth goal too. But also another project to do is have the children define inspiring passages in the Word of God and read them for the family. Let the children just find for themselves scriptures that they find especially encouraging, uplifting, that touch them, that especially speaks to them, and let them read that passage out loud to the family in a given setting in your home. A seventh project to do is have your children to, in other words, have a Bible in hand. Have your children to call individuals that they have, you know, that it's fine for them to call and to read passages of scripture for them over the phone and to pray for them too. Now, this is wonderful teaching and training for your children for ministry. But also keep in mind, for example, it might be a friend of the family that they call and read a scripture for and pray with them. It might be a grandparent or grandmother. And keep in mind, parents, keep this in mind. When your children will do this, it will bless the persons they're reading for, but also for many grandparents, it will make their day, it will make their week, it will make their month if their grandchild calls and reads a scripture and prays with them as well. It'll touch them, it'll minister to them, it'll lift them up as well. Again, now keep in mind, these would be people that you know you have the privilege and the freedom to be able to call, maybe friends of the family as well, but there are any of a number of different persons that if you find out that it's all right for your children to call them and read scripture for them, maybe there might be members of your church that are elderly members that would love to get a phone call from a child and have them to read scripture and pray with them. And keep in mind, as I said, wonderful ministry training for our children. This is a way to do discipleship ministry as well as to bless an individual. You know, often you have individuals that are, they might be members of your church or just people in your community. Again, if you have permission to call them, would love to get a phone call from anyone, but especially a phone call where a child is ministering the Word of God to them and praying for them as well. And let me say to you once again, my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. And email us to get the item. Now, keep in mind, we've been really encouraging believers to get a copy of the Psalm 91 prayer and to pray it every single day. Now, that certainly we'd be glad to email that to you. But also, we have another prayer tool that we call Kingdom Prayers that has several different passages of several different prayers based on the Word of God, or that come directly from the Word, or based on the Word of God, prayers that you can pray. And certainly your child could use that as a prayer guide to when they call someone and read scripture for them and then they pray. If they want to use that as a prayer guide, that's fine. But on the other hand, if your child knows how to just pray from their heart, from their mind and their heart, and can pray for that individual, whichever way they choose to do it, both can be so productive and will touch and bless the recipients of that phone call. So another activity is have your children to call individuals. And once again, parents, I think it's wise to reward them when they're doing things that you know are constructive and fruitful. So if you offer them a little money or something else that you know is motivating to them to do that, it can bless them and encourage them. Now, on the other hand, if your child doesn't need incentive, and they'll do it just because you've encouraged them to do it, well, great, wonderful. But the bottom line is having them to do this kind of thing, because it will bless them and it will bless the recipients as well. But those are just a few suggestions. Let me go through them one more time. Again, ideas of things you can do with you parents and your children that can be discipleship activities and ministry activities that can bless and encourage them. Again, the first one was have each of your children to read 3 chapters in the Bible out loud to you each day. Number 2, have each child memorize the 10 commandments and again discuss the meaning of each of them as well. And of course, obviously, you can have them to pray. It's wise to pray the 10 commandments every single day as well. A third activity, have the children to memorize short passages of scripture found in the Word of God. Again, short passages like Psalm number 1, Psalm 100, Psalm 121, and having them to memorize Psalm 91. These are good passages that aren't overly long, but can bless them a lot. A fourth project that was mentioned was have Bible quizzes with the children and let the children ask some Bible questions as well. A fifth project, let them do Bible research. Ask them a question and tell them the chapter where they can find the answer, but let them, they'll have to find it within that chapter. So that's a good way for them to do Bible research. A sixth activity, have your children find an inspiring passage that they find inspiring, touching, or encouraging them, and let them read it out loud for the family. And the seventh activity, have your children, each one of them, to call an individual who they have permission to call, and have them read a passage of scripture for that person and to pray with that person as well. Again, especially grandparents, but there are others too that would be tremendously blessed to hear from their grandchild, grandson, granddaughter, as they read the Word of God and pray with them as well. And of course, you can think of many other, maybe similar or related kinds of activities, but keep this very important truth in mind. The Holy Spirit is all about ministry. And when you're reading the Word of God for someone, you're ministering to them. When you're praying for someone, you're ministering to them. The Holy Spirit has so much work to be done every day. And it's important for us as believers to live a life where we're available vessels through which that he can reach and accomplish the Word and the will of God. Again, we're talking about redeeming the time, using our time wisely, especially during this time when lots of people are shut in their homes. Don't waste time. Remember, wasted time is wasted life. Now, I'm of the opinion there are certain things that you should avoid doing and try to avoid letting your children to do. Of course, sadly, there are many very negative video games out there. Now, of course, not all of them are necessarily negative by any means, But there are some, and there are some video games that are bad for kids, but parents, just to occupy their children, may let them play them for hours and hours. Well, I don't think you should let them play any video game for hours and hours. Again, more productive activities are easily assigned to them. But don't let them spend all day long just playing video games or watching negative videos. There's so much garbage and toxic stuff out there on television, in video games, out there. These are things you want to avoid letting them do. Binge watching things that are basically toxic poison in their minds and their hearts. If they're going to watch media, videos, television, find positive things that point them to Christ, to the Lord, that are God-honoring, but don't let them binge watch things that are bad for them. That's very important to steer our kids away from that because, again, it's sad when children drink toxic darkness by the gallon because they're allowed the freedom to watch things and to be exposed to things they really should not be. So parents, be careful what you let your children spend time doing. Find good, wholesome entertainment and allow them to watch and to be engaged in that sort of thing as well. Now, keep in mind, too, teaching our children to pray is an important activity. And having them to pray as well. During this time, bringing the family together and having them to pray for our government, having them to pray for the president, the vice president, for members of Congress, having them to pray for the local mayor and the city aldermen, the leaders that are involved in doing so many things, attempting to address the issues at hand in our culture today. Our leaders need prayer. And never make the mistake of thinking, well, my children are so small, they don't really know how to pray or why prayer is important. Well, teach them, because if a child can talk, a child can pray. And remember, God hears the prayers of children as quickly, typically often, as he hears adults, and sometimes he may hear them quicker, because sometimes children may not have some of the things going on in their minds and their hearts that get in the way that adults may. So teaching your children to pray is very important. They should pray for one another. You have teach your children to pray for you. Again, it's important that we're teaching them to be prayer warriors, even at a young age, because children can become mighty prayer warriors that can be used mightily of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for every family listening. Lord, anoint every family, every household afresh with the spirit of prayer. Help us, Lord, to make it a priority to spend time in the Word individually and as families. Help us to make it a priority to spend time praying together as a family as well. And Father, Lord, move upon many people to email us to get the prayer tools that we provide so that those can help and encourage them. But help us to know, Lord, that wasted time is wasted life. But help us to know, Lord, that time spent with you is never wasted time. It's always productive. It's always encouraging. It always edifies and draws us closer to one another. Anoint every couple listening. Anoint every family listening. And more, use them as mission-minded families that will glorify you and make the most of their time during this time. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercessions. We look at the topic, Redeeming the Time. We'll be right back.
Protects me from my heart, and you.
music from the Walls Group. All praise goes to you. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're looking today at the topic of redeeming the time, and we're encouraging individual believers, husbands and wives, and parents with children that happen to be shut in during this time of with all that's going on in our culture. Again, keep in mind, it's wise for us, actually all the time, for us to live with the goal of redeeming our time, that is, using our time wisely every day, maximizing the moments of our time. And so rather than just having the attitude of enduring having, now, of course, the fact is our families are a gift, and we need to know and understand that. But like sometimes when you're, especially when it's an unexpected situation where you happen to be together and you're not used to it, well, for some, they may have the attitude of it's something to endure, but in reality, it can be a blessed time, a fun time. It can be a very spiritually encouraging time as you use your time wisely. Remember, our goal should be to, we should be praying daily that the Lord would help us to use our time wisely every day, but especially during this time when lots and lots of families are shut in with one another, using that wisely. We shared a few ideas. I'm going to add a couple more that we didn't mention in the last segment of activities you and your family can do together that can be of encouragement to you. Keep in mind, a couple more activities would be, of course, take time to learn more about each other. You know, in other words, have each member of the family to ask questions, maybe three things that you want to share about yourself that maybe others don't know. Now, of course, obviously, each person will only want to share things that they want to share. But the fact is, even though husbands and wives, you may think, well, I know my husband, I know my wife. Well, do you? The reality is, in a lifetime, we don't fully get to know ourselves, much less any other individuals as well. So there are always things you can learn about each other. So pray before you start, but ask the Lord to help you spend some time really getting to know each other. Ask each child, as well as each person in the family, share two or three things about yourself that maybe the others don't know. So that'd be a fun learning activity with one another as well. Also, spend time, go out, you know, when the weather's agreeable, go outside and just spend some time outside. You know, take walks together and spend some time playing outside together as well. Again, activities that can be wholesome and encouraging and uplifting for the family. Let me say this too. I want to challenge every parent to, you know, we've on a regular basis during just over a period of weeks, we've been encouraging believers to email us to get a copy of the Psalm 91 prayer. Remember, one of the reasons we're doing that is Psalm 91 is a powerful weapon of divine protection that we are wise to pray every single day. Again, if you haven't gotten a copy of it, please email us at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. And we would encourage you to pray it every single day because no one can protect you like God can. Of course, we're encouraging you to take all the precautions that the wise precautions that have been shared, wash your hands as you need to, and the social distancing. Again, we're encouraging you to listen to the wisdom behind those things as well. But praying Psalm 91 is very fruitful for every believer to do. And keep in mind, with all that's going on in our world, no one can protect you like God can. And so we would encourage you to get a copy of the Psalm 91 prayer. Start praying it every single day. Again, my email is jparker@afa.net. We'd be glad to send you a copy for you and your family to pray every single day. Let's take a moment to pray it now. Lord, today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High a habitation, no evil will befall us. Neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us on all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In the name of Jesus, amen. Again, if you want to get a copy of that Psalm 91 prayer, please email us so you can get it and use it and pray it over your family every day. But also, don't just only pray it for yourself. Email copies to your brothers, sisters, family members, cousins, uncles, aunties, whoever you, it's church members, fellow church members, people in the community. Because remember, no one can protect us like God can. And this is a powerful weapon of divine protection God has put in the Word of God. And we can put it to use in our lives every single day. Now, parents, another activity specifically we can do with this particular scripture is have your children learn how to pray it, you know, to memorize it and learn how to pray it every day. Now, that's a very wise thing to do because remember this, parents, obviously, you and I should be praying this for our children every day. My wife, Bertie, and I, we pray it over our children, all six of our children and our three grandchildren every single day. But it's so fruitful to have your children to learn the prayer, to memorize the prayer, and for them to learn to pray it themselves as well. It's a wonderful thing for us as parents to pray for our children, and we need to do it all the days of our life. But it's even a step more fruitful and productive that can be taken if the child, him or herself, learn, memorize, and learn to pray this prayer for themselves. And I would challenge you, parents, during this time of being shut in, it's a wonderful opportunity to have your child to do just that. Now, again, for many, they might need some incentive. So if you offer them, say, well, I'll give you $9.10 if you'll memorize the Psalm 91 prayer. Parents, that's very wise on your part. Because remember this, if it takes $9.10 for them to memorize it, but they learn to pray and they pray it for the rest of their life, what a very small investment for a wonderfully fruitful thing that has eternal consequences. So I would challenge you, have your children, give them incentive to memorize that prayer and allow them to pray it. And again, of course, when you know, as they recite it, pray/recite it back to you, you'll know, yes, they've memorized it or no, they haven't. So let them get it down pat because it's a wonderful tool for them to put to use in their lives. And, you know, I would mention too, you know, in the Word of God, there are passages that are especially encouraging and uplifting and touching that we can read as families to encourage one another in our faith. At this day and time in our culture, many people are afraid. Many people are very fearful as they listen to the news and see what's going on. And sadly, it appears that there's some that seem to be really trying to stoke the fire of fear in the lives of people. Well, we as believers need to keep in mind that in every situation, God calls us to have faith in him. He calls us to be people that trust him, that look to him no matter what's going on around us, no matter what, we're to trust the Lord. Now, the fact is, the world often will not only encourage us to be fearful, but it will be such that, like, for example, it will encourage fear. And fear is like a fire. It can catch and be kind of contagious and catch on from one person to the next. On the other hand, faith can be, in a sense, contagious as well. When you're full of faith and you speak words of faith, you can encourage the faith of others as well. So we're wise to do just that. Real briefly, an inspiring passage that can encourage your faith is found in Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. It says, "On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, 'Let us cross over to the other side.' Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, 'Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?' Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, 'Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?' But they feared exceedingly and said to one another, 'Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?'" Keep in mind, even in the midst of the storm, Jesus was looking for them to have faith, to trust him, because God is just as much on his throne during a storm as he is during times of peace as well. So we need to remember in every situation, God wants us to not be fearful, but to trust him. In fact, you know, many times in the Word of God, it tells us time and time again, it says, fear not in one way or another. Today, as we mentioned, so many people are afraid. They're afraid of the coronavirus, afraid of other things going on in the world and other perils that are happening. God's Word says in Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. Keep in mind, you and I are wise to say many times in the course of the day, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I trust you. Why is it important to say that? Because our words have power. And the fact is, you know, sometimes fear can attack your mind. But, you know, did you know this? That whatever words you're speaking, when you speak words of faith, your mind has to be quiet to listen to what your mouth is saying. So speaking words of faith is a way to encourage your entire being. Speaking words like Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Speaking words of faith, words of encouragement. Psalm 46 is a wonderful psalm. Psalm 27, both of them are powerfully encouraging psalms that can touch us, strengthen us, and encourage us in our walk with the Lord. Psalm 27, the first verse says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Speaking words like that can encourage your heart. And remember, when you're in a setting where people seem to be fearful, when you speak words of faith, you can encourage the faith of others as well. Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2 tell us, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, Selah. And you know, a powerful word found in the Word of God is the word Selah. What does it mean? That term means pause and think about that. Now, that term, it only is found in the Word of God actually in two books of the Bible. The main one, of course, is the book of Psalms. But it's saying pause and really give thought and meditation to the truth you've just heard. Why? Because God wants you to really grasp what he's saying. And so, in a passage like this, keep in mind, it reminds us God is on his throne. No matter what we see going on around us, he's still on his throne. He can be trusted, and that's what we should do in times of storm. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity for us to look to you, to trust you, to help us to maximize the moments of our time each and every day. And thank you for the opportunity you give us to be able to trust you and look to you in times of storm, knowing that you are an anchor that will hold, that you're a foundation that will never give, that you can be trusted. Help us to lean upon you, to look to you, to trust you continually in all circumstances, all storms, and all situations. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Once again, my email is jparker@afa.net. If you'd like to get a copy of the Psalm 91 prayer, we'd be glad to send it to you. Again, jparker@afa.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.